Okay, we're recording.
You are now listening to the Flagrant Ones. Flagrant Ones Radio. WPPP.
Piss, piss, piss.
The piss station. The only piss station for all your NBA needs.
Do you like an NBA player? Would you love him to piss on you?
Pee-pee in the toy, no thanks. He'll pee-pee all on your back.
Pee-pee in the toy, no. Pee-pee on the boy.
That's right. Or girl, no kink shaming here.
Yeah. Girls don't like pee.
You think they don't? Oh, no. Come on, Carl.
I'm kink shaming right now. I'm doing the most kink shaming.
It's just ignorant. So
it is.
Let's talk a little bit about the basketball. So we're first going to get into some songs. Hayes isn't here. You're going to notice that right away.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk shit about Hayes a little bit? He is traveling. He has some fancy job where he thinks he's so special. He thinks he's all that.
My biggest issue with Hayes is his ankle socks.
Ah.
I don't love that. Are you wearing ankle socks right now?
Go off, queen.
Yeah, I'm about to go off. I'm about to snap on daddy.
Are these ankle socks?
Yeah, those are ankle socks.
They are?
Yeah. I can't do ankle socks because the hair doesn't grow on my ankle. It starts right at my shin.
And it's a result of some sort of childhood trauma?
Yeah. One time I walked into a haunted house and it scared the hair off my ankles.
What did it to you, a mummy? Or
yeah. I was like, oh. And I ran real fast and the hair just stayed right there.
Yeah. That'll get
it fell down.
A lot of times they lead with the mummy because they know that it has that power.
Yeah.
So Hayes couldn't be here and then he was going to call in. And so we had talked about recording starting at 7:30. He never responded to that time. Then when we decided we would record a little closer to 8, he said, well, I could have done 7:30, so now I won't be involved. So I don't ask about his schedule. I don't need to know exactly how that would possibly work. It's none of my business, and I frankly don't need him.
Yeah.
He's still a huge part of the show. In fact, we're using his equipment right now, and mm-hmm. some of it's not working.
It's not working.
My headphones are messed up.
Do you want the
Is it one? Andy's fault? We don't know.
I don't. Is my mic on? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you. In one
can
ear.
I hear yourself?
I can hear myself technically, but it's still very low. I hear my echo in the room more. Turn me up. Yeah, there we go. That's how I like it. Lucky for you, that's what I like. What are you doing there, Andy?
He's maybe trying to give me a new set of headphones because mine aren't working. And this is most people's favorite part of the show.
Yeah.
It's just when we kind of chop it up about the technical difficulties we're going through.
Also, speaking of technical difficulties, we only have one bar of battery. So
this is only going to be a 20-minute episode.
We are flying by the seat of our pants. I'm telling you, it is lit out here tonight. Is it recording, Andy? Are we sure it's recording?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Now put that in your ass, Andy.
Okay. Now it sounds better to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having some fun.
That'll do it.
I am. Where just am I noticing over here? That we only have 40 minutes of
40 minutes exactly. Okay. All right. So that, let's do the song, not, and let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
But that's not enough. Or is it?
Well, what are we going to do, Andy? What's your solution?
I can delete some off of this.
Oh, the like on the card. Oh, not 40 minutes not of battery. Not the battery. Card on only the has card, 40 yeah. minutes.
Should I do that now or should we do that later?
How long does it take?
I think I can do it fast.
Well, but then we're in this battery situation as well.
Too. Yeah. The battery, I think, will be okay. Hopefully. I hope.
Okay.
Okay. Real quick pause.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, you're again listening to the Flagrant One. Sorry about that little break. Basically, we probably have to leave in even Andy saying that there's not enough time because that's how little time we have. This episode might be just under an hour. And it's all on Plan Denise. And he didn't exactly plan it out.
Oh,
you
no.
know?
Is that my new name?
I Plan think Denise? It's going to catch on. It's pretty funny.
Plan Denise in the police to bees. The orator is not here, so it's just me and Sean driving the ship.
It's totally, yes, it's complete chaos. We realize how much we need the orator. Like, who's going to or it now? Me? Yeah. No.
And I'm not going to do it.
He's not going to do it. So
I don't talk good.
So we will do a song now. Carl was kind enough to cook up a nasty one.
I just got in the kitchen real quick. and cook this up. Mm-hmm. This is a duet because the order is not here. This is a duet.
So we're allowed to do that. Yeah. Usually he says that's against the rules.
Yeah, only one person singing at a time is, mm-hmm. is his thing. So let me clear my throat. And here we go. This is a little bit of an intro. Enjoy yourselves, folks.
I'll feel so good.
I've been waiting for you to leave Cleveland, but now your reign is through. Now we got Sexton, and he's taking your place in my heart. You've been failing, and you're letting it show. With those Lakers, you are losing control. It's almost playoffs, and you're well on your way to the couch. But there's someone that you forgot. What about love?
Kevin.
Don't you want the team that cared about you? What about love?
Kevin.
You left to go to LA.
Kevin.
Remember what I shared with you. You might need me someday. Yeah. Fade out.
And so if you guys couldn't distinguish, so I did the Kevin part of that song. Carl assigned it to me and I was nervous, but I actually feel like it went pretty well.
You pulled it off.
Yeah.
You pulled it off. You stuck your foot.
I was loving your part. Loving your part too.
Thank you, man. That song was stepped on. You stuck your foot in it.
No big deal. Yeah.
It was a little bit out of my vocal range. I thought I could do better than that, but it's raining outside. It's a rainy night in Los Angeles, guys. Mm-hmm. The thunder, the lightning.
It's been wet.
It's wet out there.
It's wet, unlike LeBron's jumper.
Okay.
Let's talk about him. Yeah. This king, this so-called king of ours.
Is this your king? Is this your king?
So we want to know, is this your king, this LeBron fella, James? And of course, Carl is a lifelong LeBron stan.
I am, but I turned in my membership card last night.
Mm.
I decided to tweet out, LeBron can watch these playoffs from the couch. I'm rolling Clipper with Nation. Clipper Nation.
Hashtag Clipper Nation.
Hashtag Clipper Nation. Hashtag Go Clips Go. Hashtag DJ mm-hmm. Dents.
Mm-hmm. Hashtag MFFL.
Yes.
So I saw that tweet and I thought, what a big change. Do you want to talk just on a personal level a little bit about what you went through?
Yeah. I have been beaten up and dragged through the mud by Laker fans this year, mm-hmm. Who seem to hate LeBron for some reason.
Yep.
And I think it's residual hate from over the years of them being such huge Kobe stans and them not wanting to. By the way, we're talking about the Lakers. I'm sorry for those who don't like when we talk about LA teams. Mm-hmm. But I just want to give a shout out to Sadale 3, a shout out to Corey Blunt. Shout out to Cedric Ceballos, all Laker fans, all Laker players. Anyway, Laker fans have been shitting on him the whole year. Mm-hmm. There was a big turnout. People had his jersey and things, but as soon as the tough got going, As soon as the going got tough, the Laker fans decided to go against LeBron. And mm-hmm. they blamed him for the snafu with getting AD out here. Even though AD's 25 years old, that's still, I don't understand why y'all don't understand that that's still a part of your future. Mm-hmm. They keep talking about LeBron only thinking about right now. He's trying to win right now. He's not thinking about the future. AD is 25. He's going to play for another 15 years. You idiots. Damn Laker fans. But they drained me, though.
Stupid.
I can't root for this team. I cannot root for it because I got on LeBron's shirt right now. I cannot root for this Laker team because the fans have drained me.
Well, as long as, so I, should we bring up, I know you had talked about possibly because Hayes wasn't there, there is an extra mic to go around, and there was a guest you were going to bring who I guess is the security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since from Hayes, from the lot that the you security, drive into every morning.
The security guard from the lot. He can come this week. Should we call him up?
Yeah, do you want to get him in here?
Yeah, I'll get him in here. Let me text him right now and make sure he can come through. He should be, I think he lives in his area. So I think, let me just text him. let me just make sure.
This will be good. I hope we can get him.
And for a lot of people I know, when they hear that sound on the pod, they think that is the sound of me cranking down on my shaft. And I just have to dispel that myth. It's way too loud.
Okay. He's coming.
Okay, great. Here. That'll be great. Yeah. So we were going to talk a little bit about LeBron.
I also have to leave early, by the way.
Oh, are you taking off?
Yeah, I got to take off.
Will you come back after you leave?
Yeah, I'll come back. I just got to go.
Just a quick.
Like, I ate some stuff today. And I'm probably going to have to shit.
Okay. Hey, and we don't necessarily need all that detail, but it's the same time.
I hope it stays solid.
Radical transparency on this show.
Yeah.
We'll find out afterwards. And we've all taken, you know, number twos.
Shit.
And we all always hope it's solid, too.
Yeah.
We do.
Because when it's broken up, you just don't feel good about yourself.
And yes. And that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. Oh, that's him. Oh,
okay.
He's coming.
Oh, well, that's great. In the meantime, I guess we were going to talk about some LeBron rumors. There's a lot flying around.
A lot of LeBron rumors. Be prepared, folks. This is the rumor episode. We're going to talk about the LA teams. We're going to talk about other teams, other players. But we got some big LeBron rumors have been coming up this year. People have been trying to justify why the Lakers are failing the way they are. People are trying to justify why LeBron, they're saying he's washed.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Supposedly he's washed. I mean, you know, as the great rapper Everlast said on the second House of Pain album, The Good One, spread like rumors, gossip and lies, exaggerated reports of my demise.
Yeah.
And in the rumor roundup, we're going to say neither one of us is dead.
Yeah.
So that's an exaggerated report.
Yeah.
There's no way that's true. You're hearing me on the show. I suppose in between me recording this and this coming out, I could have demised.
Yeah.
But I don't think that is what's going to happen. So I want to say first, a lot of people have been saying that LeBron actually doesn't want to make the playoffs at this point, that he would rather be out of it, and it's because he has another basketball game that day.
I've heard that one too, and I think it's insane.
That's crazy to me. Why would he want to play a basketball game completely outside the NBA instead of in the playoffs?
Well, you know what? You think that's crazy?
Yeah.
I heard the other day that LeBron came out on the court yesterday. He was practicing his free throws, and he literally said a ancient Egyptian chant to make sure that he did not make any one of his free throws.
And I don't want to revisit any trauma for you, but that sounds the kind of thing that could summon a mummy and scare the hair right off your ankles.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, LeBron, you can't be doing that to me. You're in the same city as me now. We're both in LA. If a mummy comes walking out on the court while you're trying to shoot free throws just because you want to tank this year.
Yeah. Because of some other game. Because
of some other
game. And I guess it's a one-on-one game between he and Michael Chiklis, who played Vic Mackey on the series The Shield.
Yeah. Or the Commish. Well, I know him as Commish.
He's the Commish as well.
Yeah.
And to me, that's so crazy that, first of all, that he and Vic Mackey or the Commish are playing one-on-one, period.
Yeah.
And that he's more concerned with that than the playoffs. I mean, that just doesn't hold water for me.
Yeah.
Unless there's big money involved, which I guess Vic was always into some kind of scam.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I can't say for sure whether that's true, but it doesn't sound true to me.
It doesn't sound true to me. I also heard that this game was being sponsored by Lysol.
Okay, why?
Which is like, we all know that LeBron is aligned with Pine Sol. The Pine Sol woman is LeBron James's aunt.
Yes, like, that has been established time and time again.
Yeah.
She loves the smell of fresh pine. And I think in a way, that's part of, I guess this is another rumor, but that's why LeBron was trying to get rid of some of his hair so he could shine his head really clean with Pine Sol.
Pine Sol, that's the power of Pine Sol, Sean. And she cleans the court right before. She cleans the court right before the games with Pine Sol.
And right after. If you go to the game and you stay, she'll come out and clean the court.
That's what we're trying to tell y'all out here. Y'all get mad at us when we talk about LA teams, but what city do you live in where the Pine Sol lady comes out after the game and before the game and after the game, the Pine Sol lady comes out and shines the floors? Your city could never.
That's the power of Pine Sol, Andy.
That's what I mean. I'm just hearing this now, but that sounds true.
See, and you know, this is just part of the rumor roundup. Were there any other big rumors around LeBron that you wanted to sort of just clear the air? And
yeah,
especially now that you're not as loyal to him.
I'm not as loyal, so I can put a little bit of his business out there.
Mm.
But
and
I still
this is the T, or is this the T?
This is the T. This is the T. I'm gonna see this. This is not also not a great thing to say about him, but I'm gonna put it out there because I'm not as much of a fan now. I'm only like half a fan. Like, I'm not a LeBron Raymond James fan. I'm just like
The half blood fan.
Yeah,
we're gonna do what Zach Lowe does and talk about Harry Potter.
Yeah,
that's the popular basketball podcast, and that's us now.
That's us now.
Hufflepuff's the least developed house.
I heard that when LeBron James checks into the game, he looks up at the scoreboard, not to check the score, but to make sure all of his snipers are still at the top of the scoreboard in the middle of the thing. And if he chooses to shoot any player on the court, he just looks up, snaps his finger, and he'll shoot anybody. You ever seen a player fall? Remember when Lonzo fell?
Oh,
he didn't hurt he didn't hurt his knee. He didn't hurt his ankle.
Well, Kuzma fell yesterday.
Yeah.
Last night.
Because he pushed him the other night.
And he had pushed him into the thing, and then Kuzma fell.
Yeah. Notice that?
I did notice that.
He pushed him into the defender the other night, and then last night, Kuzma fell.
And what are the snipers shooting with?
Air.
Yep.
The air guns.
Yes.
But
that tracks.
You ever shot a paintball gun without any paintballs in it?
Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
Air. Air pistol. Air rifle.
You hear that, Andy?
Yeah, I've definitely shot a... You're not supposed to, though. I got in trouble at the range, but I did blank fire a paintball gun.
Oh, shit. That's and then what did it sound like when they yelled at you? Hey, don't do that.
They're like, yeah. Well, they did it more in like, hey, you know what? That's actually not very good for the gun, so could you make sure it's loaded?
Not very good for the gun.
Yeah.
Oh, they're more worried about the gun than the people?
See, oh, yeah.
This is America.
Oh, yeah.
This is America. That's the power of Pine Sol, Andy. Mm-hmm.
This is America, man. Come on.
More worried about the gun than the actual people you're shooting at.
Man, this is America, man. Come on.
This is America. Don't get you slipping. Don't get you slipping. What does he say?
Oh, I was doing the beat. I think he does say that.
He has a little bit of a, yeah. Don't get you slipping. This is America. So, I guess that's kind of the... Most of the LeBron stuff we wanted to talk about. Mm. I mean, everybody knows that he wants to marry a robot. He's in love with a robot. And that is part of why he moved to LA, because the robot moved here first.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess his wife likes that. I'd say, and this is all, at this point, this is actually conjecture because I have not seen it with my own eyes, but some of my buddies have. Some of my boys, and I'm not gonna say any names. Zubak, some of my dogs. It's Zubak.
Oh,
Zubak saw it. I don't remember how to say his first name, but he saw it.
Ivisa Zubas. Mm. Zupac.
Mm. Zupacalypse. So we do have other rumors to get to. I guess the other prevailing storyline. Look, it's Schadenfreude West and Schadenfreude East, isn't it, Carl? Between the Lakers falling apart and then the Boston Celtics, the two most storied dynasties in NBA history, yeah. Each dealing with their own set of problems right now.
Schadenfreude. Both of them, Schaden and Freud.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to think that. How many games did Bill Simmons say they're going to win? 67.
67
games.
He said he thought 67 games were in play. And I believe I picked them second in our win total draft.
When did I pick the Lakers? Fourth? Or first?
It may have been. You might have been the third pick, and they were your first pick.
Yeah, okay. I stand by that. If LeBron hadn't got hurt, and if Luke Walton wasn't actively trying to tank for Zion.
That's Luke's plan. Well, this is another rumor we may want to talk about.
Yeah.
You think that Luke is best friends with Zion.
He is. I think that. I believe that. People want to talk about LeBron and collusion and tampering being at Zion's game. But they didn't realize that Luke was at the game too, in a trench coat with two little kids under his legs. He was standing on the shoulders of two little children, standing on each other's shoulders. And he was at the game with a mustache, curled up in a top hat. He looked like Inspector Gadget. And people were like, "Who is that 8-foot tall man here to see Zion? Who got time to think about that? LeBron is here. Jay-Z is here. That's who we need to be thinking about." That's what the people were saying, because all they want to do is shit on LeBron. But Luke was at that game too. Luke and Zion are best friends, and he didn't even want him to play for the Lakers. He just wants to hang out with him.
But
he wants him to come to LA.
Weren't you the one that told me that Luke pretended to slip and fall prior to the game starting? Landed face down next to Zion's shoe, had put a metal prosthetic over his tongue so that his tongue would be resistant to the corrosive acid that he was swishing around in his mouth, spit that out of his mouth, tongue protected, onto Zion's shoe, and it began to wear away at the shoe so that it would explode at the crucial moment in the game.
I said exactly that, word for word. And
you're the one who told me that.
I want to thank you for listening to me, because sometimes I feel like you don't listen.
Because I'm on the phone.
Yeah. And when I call
you, I'm actively on the phone ordering food.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you tell me a lot of these rumors.
Or when I call really late at night, because I'm getting my late night calls in before Prince Clem comes. So 3 a.m. Sean, you got to hear this. Oh, it is like, how do you sound when I call?
Oh yeah. Hello?
Sean, wake up.
What?
Sean, it's Carl.
Carl
Tart.
Everything okay, Carl?
No, it's not okay. Let me tell you about this corrosive acid Luke Walton.
Sorry, honey, it's Carl. It's just Carl.
Tell Grace I said hello.
Carl says hi.
What did she say? Did she respond?
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, that's not hi back, Grace. I just said hello to you.
That's nice. He's saying you didn't say hi back. He's just saying that you should say hi back when he says hello. Oh, sorry, Carl. I'm sorry that happened.
Well, you still haven't said hi, Grace.
He's saying that, like, you saying that, it's like just, it's pretty simple. What he's asking for is just you to say hi, and he just wants that specifically. So if you could just say hi to him. Oh, he wants me to actually say hi to him?
Yes, that's what I want, Grace.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't do that.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, so that's when I told you, and that's when I get my late night calls in before Prince Clem is born. Andy Neese and the Police to Beast.
Was Obama involved in any of that at all?
Barack Obama?
Wasn't he there when the thing happened?
He did. Did you see that clip of him?
He said his shoe broke.
Yeah.
You see, look, Obama did.
Yeah,
that?
I did.
That was pretty tight.
That was cool.
His shoe broke. Do you have Obama
only a president could.
Let's see. Do I have an Obama? Whoa. His shoe broke. How's that?
I think he was a little bit more animated when he saw the shoe break.
Here we go. Hang on. We could fix the shoe. We could do that. Is that good?
That's good. I think he was like, hey, what kind of nachos do they have here at Duke? Oh shit, his shoe broke. He was asking about nachos when Zion's shoe broke.
So what's going on with the Celtics? Let's diagnose it. Is it just that there's too many players and not enough minutes to go around? Is it Gordon Hayward's PTSD from the injury last year? Is his body still recovering? Is it Kyrie's lack of leadership? Or is it actually something much simpler? And that is that it's stinky in the building and it smells bad.
In Boston Garden?
That's the new theory.
TE Garden?
And that maybe something like a raccoon or something got into the like heating vent and is dead.
That could be it. TD Garden stands for take a dump garden.
Okay. And we all have to take a number two every now and then. And we hope it's solid, but in the case of TD Garden, it often is not.
Yeah. It's not. A lot of running shits at TD Garden, at take a dump garden. You know, did you see somebody call him Four Chandler Parsons? Gordon Hayward for Chandler Parsons.
Oh no!
Has he been getting called out for being racist or something? I know there was like the.
Well, we had talked at the beginning of the season about he just seems to follow on Instagram a lot of like alt-righty Trump support kind of people, and it appears as if he would be somewhat more aligned politically with those people. And that is unique in the NBA.
Very.
There were, you know, Spencer Hawes was one of these guys who was like a hardcore like right winger. And he's not outspoken, Gordon, particularly. And I guess it seems like he's friends with these guys and maybe the two things are separate, but hard to believe.
Somebody hit me up and told me that Sam Decker was right wing.
Damn, it's all these fucking corny white guys.
I don't believe
it really
Sam Decker,
is
though.
A shame.
I met Sam Decker. He was a
you
nice
liked
guy.
Him, yeah.
I liked him. I like Sam Decker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna hang on before I give
all
that judgment.
These corny white guys.
Spencer Hawes, huh? When did that come out?
Oh, that was good. That was for a while. He was a little more politically outspoken. Like he was like, I am a conservative. And he was on the Clippers for a while. If you recall, he sucked shit for that team.
He was also a Laker.
And a 76er.
Yeah. How about that?
How about that?
How about...
Can you even believe it?
Can you even believe that he played for the Clippers and the Lakers?
So we've solved Boston. We've obviously dispelled some of the myths around LeBron and started some new ones. KD, do we want to talk? Is he staying? Is he going? It's always a topic of conversation. I have heard, obviously, people were saying that it was likely he would go to the Knicks, but I got a hold of some of the audio, and it turns out that what he said was he's going to next. He wants to reboot the MTV dating show next.
It came out.
Doesn't that make more sense?
That makes so much more sense. It came out in the trades. I saw that they were auditioning people.
Yeah. Well, he wants to do an all New York version of it. If you remember, they filmed it mostly in LA.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to do the New York next.
That right there makes so much more sense. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I couldn't either.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And I was like, something's off about this.
Yes.
KD in a Knicks jersey? No, but KD in a Knicks jersey?
In a Knicks jersey?
I see
think
it.
So, yes.
And I heard that KD is the one who stands outside the bus, and the show will never, he'll never go on an actual date. It'll just
won't.
Be people getting off the bus, and he'll just be judging them.
As they're getting off the bus, he's going, oh, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to write all the copy of, you know, the before they go on the date. Andy, maybe you recall, they all have something they say about themselves.
They have like three facts.
One example. Well, or they have something clever. Might say something like, if it was Andy Neese, they go, yo, I'm Andy Neese. I'm bringing the bling and the big ass ding-a-ling. And then they would go on their date. So that's something. Should we talk about what Andy's wearing?
Yeah,
sure. That's
gray jeans, a gray hat. Gray shirt, gray mask.
These are just rumors. This
gray
is
man. Rumors.
Gray slip-on prison shoes. What's
this
going on?
Hearsay, rumors. There's no way
you guys
to confirm any of this.
I have a Carl Has Nine Lives story.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of MTV, people have said I've lived a bunch of lives.
I see. Yes. Yeah. Another
story. I've talked about this before, I think.
Okay.
In 2000 and
I'll be the judge of
eight
that.
Or nine, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I was on an episode of Parental Control.
I think you have brought that up.
You guys can pull it up. It's there's only a French version on YouTube now, but you'll see me as a young man.
It's your parents?
No, it is not. It was the girl's parents. It was her real parents.
And you go on a date with her?
Yeah. I got set up doing this because me and my buddy, Leonard, my best friend, who's like 6'6", we went on an audition to go on Bully Beatdown. But Leonard's big, but he's like the nicest guy ever. Mm-hmm. And he just couldn't convey being mean in the audition.
Mm.
But I just started like going off, talking about how mean he was and just making up stuff, and this is before improv too.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay, like he's crazy. Mm-hmm. And like, and so then they were like, oh, we'll call you guys. And then like they never called for Bully Beatdown. It's like, we're gonna get you on something else. And so then they brought me over to the offices in Santa Monica and had me do like a audition for. And then this girl got put on the show, and her real boyfriend they didn't like, so they replaced him with me. And so I was sitting at home talking shit to the parents.
Wow.
Probably some real problematic stuff at this point.
Phony. I'll tell a very quick, not nearly as good story about my MTV experience, but I did an improv show in New York and I got a call the next day and that was like, hey, we want you to come down to MTV to meet with us about a TV show. And basically they wanted to do a version of that show made that was almost like made, but like with the pickup artist, but there were going to be four coaches for like geeks to try to like make them popular.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted me to maybe be like the comedy coach. And so I had to like kind of audition for them of like saying like how I would teach like a high school nerd to be funny over the course of like a half an hour. And I wasn't prepared for it at all. And the guy, it was like clear that like some intern had been at the show or something and thought that I was funny and did a good improv show and was maybe camera ready.
Okay.
And then I came in and like his boss was like super ripped, tight black t-shirt, seemed to have just done cocaine and was just like, so why don't you tell me how to make me funny? Make me funny right now. Making funny. And I was like, I don't know, man. Maybe you could, you know, look, be a little self-deprecating. You know, that might be a good way into it. So a lot of these guys probably aren't super confident if they, you know, what they're nervous about, if they poke a little fun at themselves, you know, that's something that I feel like I had to get comfortable doing. And he'd be like, what would I say? It's like, and he hated me so much because I just was like, I can't do this shit. I don't think they ever made the show. They probably made a pilot of it.
MTV makes pilots all the time. Andy, what pilot have you done?
I have done zero MTV pilots. I always wanted to do that made one. I thought it looked cool.
Let me tell you something, Andy. You're nothing in this town without an MTV show.
Please.
I'll take one if they're just throwing them out, too. I don't mind.
You didn't even do I Just Want My Pants Back.
Pants?
I Just Want My Pants Back. That was an MTV show.
You didn't do Silent Library with your boys?
That one was cool.
Remember you didn't when do Dead Jimmy at 21? Jack Noseworthy?
Room Raiders. Remember that? And they looked at like the bed sheets and stuff.
Oh, man. I was always so nervous that I was going to get put on Room Raiders.
Terrified. We all still live in fear of Room Raiders. Anyone
imagine
from our generation.
What they would find.
You're still scared of Room Raiders and of Wilmer showing up and doing a Yo Mama joke at any time he's allowed to for life. You cannot retaliate. He can show up, ring your doorbell, and do the nastiest Yo Mama joke you've ever heard on you. Stuff they wouldn't even air on MTV.
Yeah.
And Wilmer can do it for life. He is grandfathered in. He's allowed, constitutionally, he is allowed to do it.
Constant fear. Constant fear of that. Because I love my mama. I love my mama. But I can't retaliate. against Wilmer?
You could try to come up with a better yum. I'm a joke. Good luck. It's Wilmer.
I know. I ain't got those kind of skills.
One of the craziest cut-ups in history.
Welcome to your mama. I used to hate when he would say that.
He did it in the act, in like the character from That 70s Show?
Kind of.
No, he has a different accent than that character.
I just didn't like the way he said your mama. You know, welcome to your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, he used to ham. He would ham it up. It wasn't Fez. I worked on an animated show that he had been hired to be the voice of one of the characters, and he was replaced, and that is what I'll say about that.
Andy?
And I'll say one more thing. At the table reads, when it was time for him to do his lines, you had time to go and get a drink or something. You had a little extra time if you had anything you'd been meaning to take care of.
Did he do? Oh, my bad.
Well, that's all I'll say about that. Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Nice guy. Nice looking guy. Smelled great.
Did you hear that?
Uh-oh, your tummy's going off.
My stomach just...
Hey, if you gotta go to number two, take a shit, go ahead.
I gotta hit the TD guard.
Go ahead. In the meantime, Andy, Hayes wanted us to go over his roster of his team. Were we gonna do that? Or
we absolutely can. I have it right here. Hayes,
how much time do we have left?
We got... Yeah, we're good.
Give me a number? 20 minutes? All right.
That's a whole length of a show. We can start doing that. You guys know that world.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, is this Clemens' house?
Clemens Callis.
John
Clemens. My wife kept her last name.
John Clemens.
Is this John Clemens' house?
Yeah, this is me. I'm
why are you wearing so much gray?
That's Andy. Hey,
are you John
Clemens?
Nice to meet you, sir.
I'm John. That's Andy. Yeah, this is my house. Well, can I help you?
This is a nice house you got here.
Thanks, that's really nice.
Y'all got a baby, huh?
Well, not yet, but soon.
I like babies.
Great.
First of all, happy Tuesday.
Thank you. That's I'm sorry I didn't say it first.
Just want
to
say
Tuesday to you and also with you.
My boy, my buddy who comes in every day, he told me to come by.
We hear that you know a lot about basketball.
Love basketball, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. I love the Los Angeles Lakers, born and raised a Los Angeles Lakers fan. And LeBron coming in here messing everything up.
He's messing it up, huh?
Messing it all up.
What's messed up? Because last year, your team sucked shit.
Hold on now. You just stop right there. You ain't finna talk about the Lakers like that.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't get your name.
My name?
Yes, please.
Hemis. Like hummus, but with an eye. Hemis Green.
Okay, yes.
And y'all, you ain't finna be talking about the Lakers like that. Why you got on so much grit?
I'm sorry. It says Hemis Green on your shirt. I thought that was a brand or something.
No, that ain't no brand. Well, it's my personal brand. Him is green clothing. I keep my name on my shirt just so I know which day it is. Happy Tuesday.
And also with you.
Yes, and also with you. Yes, God bless.
This is a nice microphone.
Thank you. Yeah.
I like this microphone.
They're Hayes's. Yeah. Hayes isn't here, but they're his.
Who is Hayes?
Hayes is
what's his
TV
first name?
Writer. That is his first name.
First name is Hayes?
Yeah.
I got an uncle named Larry Hayes.
Okay.
But I'm him is green.
Okay.
Hayes is a TV writer, huh?
Yes, yeah.
That damn TV. You know, I work at a TV studio.
Oh, wow. That's cool, Hemis. What do you do there?
I'm a security guard at the gate. I let everybody come in and out. So basically, you could say I control TV.
You let everybody come in, though?
Yeah, you should say I don't let everybody come in.
I don't. I stop a lot of people at the gate. I just let everybody come in and out. I'm like a Les Moonves, Les Hemis.
Oh, not probably the person you most want to compare yourself to currently.
I'm married to a Julie Chen.
That aspect of him is okay, but there's other stuff that he's been involved in that's less good.
I greenlit designing women.
That was you?
Nope. Why you got on so much gray?
I don't know.
Andy, it's time to explain the gray.
I don't know.
You look like an alien.
I guess that might be why I'm doing it.
Okay, Andy wants to pretend to be an alien.
It's Tuesday. You know what I'm talking about?
Have you been to prison?
No.
You got on prison shoes.
Himis, did you want to talk about why you think LeBron is destroying the Lakers?
LeBron is a disease. Okay? He is a dis-ease. I am not at ease when LeBron is on. I am at dis-ease because he is a disease. You ever had a cold, gray man?
Yeah,
And what does that feel like?
Like a disease. Yeah. Like I'm at dis-ease.
Like you got a virus in your body. And I feel like I'm the Los Angeles Lakers, and I got a virus in my body, and his name is LeBron James. I don't like him.
Y'all, what is it? Because he's very good at basketball, and he helps the team play better.
Help the team do what? What does he help the team do? Play better. Look at their record right now. They 5-68 right now.
I don't know if that. I think they're like 30-32.
It should be true. It should be true, even if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this mess. Kobe would have never let this happen. Kobe won 100 games every season.
Are you on Twitter,
Himis?
Himis, sorry.
Like hummus.
That's right, I forgot.
Yeah, it's like hummus. What did you call him, Himlet?
Himit.
Oh.
Like the town of California?
Yeah, I think I might have been.
In which I hate.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Town's always getting confused for me.
You got him worked up again. Himis, do you want to go over some of our friend Hayes's fantasy team it's not a fantasy team, it's the secret NBA team that he drafted.
Yeah, let's do it. This is y'all team. Show. Okay. I'll do whatever you want to do.
He's got an explanation of
I'd like to get your opinions on.
Okay. So here's what he has to say. My team's name is the Pittsburgh Shirts. Draws from the classic pickup basketball game of shirts versus skins we all know and love. Now, there is a real professional team called the Shirts, so people who play shirts in the pickup game can feel like they're on the real team, like the Bulls. Plus, when we make it actual t-shirts, people can wear them to play pickup, and when it's time to choose which team is shirts and which is skins, they can point at their shirt and be like, I guess I'm shirts,
Andy,
a funny way.
This seems like it's kind of fun and funny, but then when you're reading it...
I'm cold reading it, seems it like, if you guys are...
Well, do I have this email or is it only to you?
Would you like me to forward it to you?
Well, I just think that...
Forward it to me too.
Okay.
I think maybe is, but I...
Okay, yeah. Here, it's coming to you guys.
Him is Green, 64... Yeah. At hotlink.com.
It's at Hotlink. So you're still on Hotlink?
I'm still on Hotlink.
And that was a sausage sales website, right? Yeah. That then pivoted to email server.
Yeah, because the times was changing. They knew they wasn't going to be able to sustain themselves on just selling sausages because everybody wanted to be a vegan. Everybody wanted to be a vegetarian.
You're an opinionated man.
Who, me? Himis?
Yeah, Himis Green.
I ain't got no opinions.
64 at hotlink.com.
I don't say nothing about nothing. Himis Green, 64 at hotlink.com. And that com is spelled C-A-H-M.
Oh. Com.
Okay, so how far did we get?
The bad news is I read almost all of it.
You read the whole thing. Okay, great.
I read that whole first paragraph mostly.
Okay, yeah. I picked Pittsburgh because I spent 3 days there in 2015 and I had a great time. Plus, it's the setting of the classic basketball movie, The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh, which Carl brought up last week.
I love that movie.
Which was mentioned in last week's episode when I revealed that I thought it was about baseball. I forgot to ask Andy to delete it. Here are the players I drafted in order. This was right after Summer League, so I picked a few players that had good summer leagues.
How did you? I read the exact words and it was so much better when you did it.
And it's just a little something I call the goods.
Hilarious. Hilarious. You should be on TV. Come on down to the studio. I'll let you in.
Oh, wow. I'd love to come in. I'd love to be on TV. So here's his first pick, Gary Harris. What do you think about that?
Gary Harris? He plays for the Denver Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I like him. That boy is bad.
Yeah, we mostly list players on this show. So, yeah. So that's a good pick.
Sounds
I think
like
that's
good
a
content
great start.
To me.
Second pick, Clint Capella.
Clint Capella from Houston? Mm-hmm. That boy is bad.
Oh, yeah. That boy's bad. Okay. DeLon Wright.
DeLon Wright? That boy's bad.
Okay, so I'm getting a theme here. Is you're loving this team.
I'm loving it so far. What's
these
the name
boys
of the shirts?
Are bad.
They the got shirts, the name on the shirt. I got my name on my shirt. Shirts. Him is green.
Him is green. Thanks, Him is. So you would rather have all these guys
than LeBron James?
Than LeBron, yeah.
Who is a cancer to my team. He is a lymphoma. That's what his name should be. Lymphome James.
Well, maybe this will be a harder one for you. Jabari Parker.
Jabari Parker? That boy's bad.
Is he?
That boy's bad. You ever seen him play in Chicago?
Yeah, a little. Okay, all right. That's where he's from. So, all right, how about Montrezl Harrell?
Montrezl Harrell of that other team in the city, uh-huh. Team number two. They ain't doing nothing. They ain't doing nothing over there at the Clippers. Taylor Swift got more banners than them at the Staples Center. Taylor Swift got more banners than them.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
That means that they ain't won no championships. Taylor Swift got more NBA championships.
But she doesn't have more. They have the same amount.
She got a banner, though. She got a banner up there.
She does, like, year-round?
Year-round. It stays right up there at the top of the Staples Center.
Taylor Swift banner.
At the home of the Lakers. Not the home
that.
Of the Clippers. The Clippers
Why?
Is guests.
What does her banner say?
Sold out most nights at Staples Center.
Really?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she's got a banner up there. And guess how many banners the Clippers got? Zero.
Well, they hang up the pictures of their players and stuff when they play.
Yeah, that ain't the same. They doing that to cover up the real history. That is the Lakers. Okay? But Montrezl Harrell, that boy is bad.
Okay, Mo Wagner.
Who's a Los Angeles Laker. Need to be starting over LeBron. That's what he need to be doing. That boy went to Michigan. He need to be playing over LeBron because LeBron ain't doing nothing. LeBron ain't doing nothing. LeBron is a damn dis-ease on his damn team. Okay. You hear me? You hear
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about
that boy Mo Wagner is bad.
How about Mitchell Robinson?
Mitchell Robinson?
Mm-hmm.
Played at Kansas?
Yeah.
That boy's bad.
So let's talk about Hayes' team for a second. He has Clint Capella, Montrezl Harrell, Mo Wagner, Mitchell Robinson, and Al Horford. This is a very big team. I mean, Jabari Parker, I guess, plays the three. What I'm worried about the team overall, it doesn't feel like he has guard play. Like he doesn't have a real point guard. D'Anthony Melton, I guess, is playing point. And Furkan Korkmaz.
I don't even know who that is, but he sounds like he's bad.
You think Furkan Korkmaz is bad.
Who does he play for?
He plays for the Sixers, I believe, or he was on them at the beginning of the season.
Google who he plays for.
Google that.
Gray man.
Google that, gray man.
76ers.
He's still there?
Oh, yeah.
Does he play for the G League team?
Well, or is he... He's also on a Turkish basketball team.
Turkey?
The national basketball team.
The boys in Turkey is bad.
Yeah.
J.D. Osman?
Turkey boys are bad.
Turkey boys are bad. There's some bad mans over there in Turkey.
Yeah.
Hito Turkoglu? You remember Hito Turkoglu?
Oh, I know Hito, yeah. He was on those Magic teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came over to the Clippers.
Because they ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
The Clippers ain't doing nothing.
That's
second
true.
Place in L.A. Second place. They guessed in our home.
They're going to make the playoffs. Center. Is that something? That's something the Lakers aren't doing.
Yeah, because of LeBron. LeBron is the reason they ain't making the playoffs.
I walked into that. Shit.
LeBron is the reason they ain't making the playoffs.
I should have seen that coming. Mario Hezonja was also one of Hayes' picks.
Where's he from?
They were calling him Super Mario, I think, because he was playing in Italy, but he's like Croatian or,
He's Croatian and his current team is the Knicks, according to the...
Croatian, them boys are bad over there. They had, that's three countries separated. It used to be called Yugoslavia. And then they separated them into three countries.
I'm learning a lot.
Three
today.
Different countries full of bad boys. Them boys is bad on the court.
Hemis, I didn't... know anything about that country's history.
No?
No. You keep surprising me.
Croatia. Czechoslovakia. You remember who you came over there? Remember who
yeah.
you got a little trivia for you? New uh-huh. Jersey Nets. Baddest man. Croatian Michael Jordan.
Oh, come on. Wait,
you know his name.
Hang on. I do. Oh, hold on. I do. Ugh. God, Kukoc?
Nope. That ain't him. Before him. A little man by the name of Drazen Petrovic.
Okay.
That boy was bad. Should have been a Laker.
Czech Yeah, Czechoslovakia gone too, huh?
Mm-hmm. Gone. Gone. Good boy was bad.
He gone. Well, thanks so much for coming by, MS. I feel like I gotta bring Carl back in whenever he's finished in the bathroom, just to sort of wrap up the show a little
bit. If I know my boy Carl, he's pretty damn regular.
Okay, yeah.
I bet it's solid out there.
That's not what he was saying earlier, though.
He was concerned, yeah.
Yeah? That it wouldn't be solid?
That's right, yeah.
Well, he'll tell you when he get back. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good one now.
All right. Okay, nice thanks, him. It's really good. Yeah, you can let yourself out. Yep.
Should I just go out the front, though?
Go out the front, please, yes. No, either one. Just leave, man.
He was nice.
Really nice, yeah. He don't like LeBron. Hey, Carl.
Hey, what'd I miss?
Oh, Hemis Green was here.
Hemis?
Yes.
The guy who works in my lot?
Yeah, yeah, like hummus, but with an eye.
Oh, my gosh. He says that every day. Did he say Happy Tuesday?
He did.
Oh, my gosh. What's going on in the NBA right now? Are there games going on right now?
Yeah, well, Boston and Golden State had a game going that I was surprised at how much Boston was winning by at the half. Yeah, they're up 112-85 right now in the fourth quarter. Gordon Hayward has scored 30 points. It's every now and then Hayward just looks like, it's like, he's back. And then he scores like 3 points in the next game. I just don't know what to make of this team. But that's Schadenfreude East for you, isn't it? So do we want to talk? I mean, we're almost through rumor roundup. Do we want to do the big rumors? Everyone's wondering, where is Omari Spellman of the Hawks going to go next year? He's been teasing us, right? Because people think, oh, well, he was under contract and he doesn't really have the freedom to leave. But I think that there's been obviously rumors swirling around. This guy's going to write his own ticket. He's going to start his own league and battle the NBA. It's going to be him and Vic Mackey, Michael Chiklis from the commish.
Mm-hmm. I think
fantastic.
The AAF is rivaling the NFL.
Mm-mm.
I think the commish and Omari Spellman League could rival that too.
Mm. I hate to hear that, but I think that's right.
I'm watching it.
I will tune in. If Omari Spellman and Vic Mackey are drafting their dream teams on night one, opening night of the NBA, I'm probably watching that draft rather than watching the NBA.
I think I'm not even going to tell you guys to Google Omari Spellman because if you don't know who he is by now, I don't know why you listen to this show. I don't know why you claim to like basketball.
It's like it's like I always say when I see someone in a clothing store and they're sort of looking for the tag, and I go, "Hey, if you have to ask, you can't afford it."
Okay.
And that's sort of like, if you got to ask who Omari Spellman is, you can't afford him.
Yeah, you can't afford him. You
can't afford our Patriot.
Is that Buddy? What was Buddy doing up on your screen?
He's the banner image on Reddit, the NBA Reddit.
He's the banner image on NBA Reddit?
Big time, scoring 28 points against the Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
In a 115-108 win.
That was yesterday. He went off. So tomorrow is actually a huge NBA night. How much time do we have left, Andy? Like Carl, do you and I want to draft for the
420
for our normal contest?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's so many games. It's going to be so, so hard. All right. Well, do you have the slate of games pulled up? Do you want to pick somebody for points?
Let me see. Let me pick up NBA games tomorrow.
Should we also talk about shirts? Is that happening this week?
Oh, right.
That's exciting. That's fun.
So I think what we're going to do, everybody at home, all my little flagrant ones. You're not the flagrant ones. A lot of people were like, we're the flagrant twos. I'm like, I don't think so. So the thing that we're going to do is add another tier just for 1 month only. That's how it'll work, right, Andy?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm thinking.
I think it'll be up there for an additional $20 for this month. You're basically mm-hmm. buying a $20 t-shirt from us by signing up. So whoever opts into the tier, the whatever it'll be, the brawler tier or something.
That's what we said last
time. will it'll be $25, and then I guess at the end of the month, however many people like ran through, we'll have their info, and then we will send you guys a t-shirt. Do you want to put the t-shirt up? Will you put it up on the Patreon page?
I'll put it up on the Patreon, and then I'll tweet it out and everyone.
But Skylar in Dallas designed it. It's a Baltimore Baltimore Pinchy Crabs t-shirt, and it looks fucking awesome.
It's really
awesome job. I can't wait to wear it. I'm like, I want a few of them because it's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, we hope that you guys want to do it. This seemed better, like a better way to do it than just like selling it on some like third party website or whatever. We have a little Skylar more control
really,
over it.
Yeah. Skylar really helped us out.
He came through. He had the idea for how to do it. So, that'll be hopefully something that people will want, and go ahead and click it.
Yeah.
All right.
Games tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going, do I pick first?
Yeah. Pick first.
I'm gonna go, Buddy Hield for points.
You're going Hield? Okay, I'm going to go Brad Beal.
Okay. And now you pick again for...
Okay, I'll pick for rebounds, I guess. Give me... Gosh. Mitchell Robinson
for rebounds.
I guess so. Yeah. Or right. Are we doing rebounds first or assists?
I said
rebounds. Yeah. That's
you go
what
Mitchell
I said.
Robinson. I'll go Blake Griffin.
Okay. I think I want Gobert actually.
I thought about that too.
I want Gobert.
He sometimes
he disappears. Yeah. All right. I'll stick with Mitchell Robinson. What was his last game? He was. I just want to check. Did he even have? He didn't even have the most rebounds in the last game. Did he even play? He's not even playing.
What's the time, Andy?
We have whatever. 1 minute.
Okay, so we got to do assists real fast.
I'm gonna go D'Angelo Russell.
I'm gonna go. He's let me down a few times before, but I'm sticking with my guy, De'Aaron Fox.
Let's do it. How much time we got, Andy?
40 seconds. You want to talk about anything else?
Why are you wearing so much gray?
Yeah, man. You look like an alien.
People are going to think that that's real.
You look like an alien.
I guess it is real. To look like an alien, I think it's cool. 25 seconds.
We miss you, Hayes. Wish you were here.
Yeah, he had a long
I'm
going to
pick players for Hayes. Hayes is going with Luka Doncic for assists. He's going to go with Blake Griffin for points. And he will go with Kevin Love for rebounds.
Woo!
Bye.